several thoughts. First of all, the Ashreinu Chalkeinu, that we're able to go from the Yevon Tovim of the Yerach HaRitzonim and come back to learning. I was thinking, as the Yevon Tovim were wrapping up, that if how hard it must be if one, it's almost it's hard to imagine if one doesn't go into learning right away, if one doesn't go back to the base of Medrash. So it must be such a difficult thing to go from the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim, especially because this year we had the Kedushin of the Shady and the Shabbos, and then to have to return to one's routine. This is always a little bit of a downer at the end of Yom Tov, certainly the very last hours of Yom Tov. So in one day I was thinking that, first of all, to have such a karas atayv, that we're able to finish up the Yom Tovim and come back to the Beis Medrash right away. Otherwise, it has to be very hard. But this also is the chizuk that one can have. A thought comes from two places. Number one is the Ritzon HaBorei. Ritzon HaBorei is that we have Yom Tovim, have Shabbosos, have days of great Kiddush, and then that's Shastani Kirtzonai. The Baruch Hu did not make us that we have Yom Tovim the entire year and Shabbosos the entire year. That's part of the... We don't say the Baruch Hu Shastani Kirtzonai. But Al Zen Emar, a person could say Shastani Kirtzonai at the end of Yom Tov. This is the Ritzon HaBorei. This is the Ritzon HaBorei, right? So the Baruch Hu wants. This is the Ritzon HaBorei, so it's up there with the Yom Tovim. Then I was thinking that part of the difficulty of leaving Yom Tovim is that with every Yom Tov, so even though, and it's true to a lesser extent, but it's true about Shabbos as well, that with all of the moments of Aliyah Ruchnias that a person's had over Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there's always, there's always a disappointment. Not only that one has to sort of re-enter, but probably one didn't achieve all of the Aliyah Ruchnias that we had a she'ifa to achieve. That even, hopefully we achieved tremendous things. Rosh Hashanah, Seis Mitzvah, Teshuva Hashem being Motzei, we achieved certain Kabbalahs, we achieved a certain Zal question, and the Aliyah Ruchnias at different moments in Yom Kippur, Marikoye, and the Ila, and B'tzil Damnusa, and a certain aliyas in Amunah, but probably we had sheifas to achieve even more. Sheifas to achieve even more, B'tzil Damnusa, to achieve even more during the dancing Narkovas of Simchas Torah. So I came across an approach that Yisrael Druk develops. It was Mischazik in this approach. He has a mimer where he discusses the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoev. And he explains the Simcha of Nisuch HaMayim, because that was the Nechama to the Mayim Tachtayim. It wasn't last week's parsha. Halavai, we had a whole week to learn gracious. Yesterday's parsha. 2 days ago's parsha. So when the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim, so the Medrash says that the Mayim Tachtonim had a chalishus hadas kemiyachal. They're disappointed. Here they're all together. It's all Mayim, and then all of a sudden, some of the Mayim gets to hang out with their Ribbono Shel Olam Mayim Elyonim, and they get to be the Pacific, the Atlantic, Ram Gedolim, but it's not hanging out in the Shmei Bar. So they had a taina. They had a tremendous disappointment. So the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem. What was the Nechama? Nechama was that there'll be an avoda called Nisuch HaMayim, and that'll come from the Mayim Tachayim. Right? The Mayim in this world will be the. Says, I think Tzvasemis is a gorgeous word. Tzvasemis says that's pshat in Al Naris Bobel, Shom Yashamnu Gam Bochino. So the Lashon is very hard to understand. Shom Yashamnu, there we said, Gam, we also cry. Shom Yashamnu Bochino. But Shom Yashamnu Gam. Not only do we sit, we also cry. So the Mahalach is that Shom Yashamnu Gam Bochino means we sat contemplating. We brought ourselves to Bechiyah. So Tzvasema says, I think he quotes Tzvasema, that Al Nareis Bobel, they're on the waters of Bobel. V'shas Churban, all the Mayim Tachtoidim were thrown back into the tremendous disappointment. Because their whole Nechama was that they'd be Mishtata, they'd be part of the Avodah, Nisach HaMayim. Now the Achar Churban, the Mayim Tachtoidim felt cheated. No Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Avodah Nisach HaMayim. So now, where's the Nechama? So Al Naris Bom, we came to Naris Bom, we saw the disappointment of the waters, Shom Yisham, the God, we also cry. God Mochinu, we also realize what we were missing. So my sentence is over. So, but what did Chazal illustrating for us? What does Chazal want us to understand? Achtayinim, Al-Yayinim. So Druk develops the idea. Israel Druk, he's one of the great Rashivas and the great Darshanim in Eretz Israel. He's very close with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says that what Chazal are illustrating for us is the she'if of the Mayim Tachtonim to be with the Shema, with the Mayim Elyonim. The Nisuch HaMayim is a celebration of the She'if of the Mayim Tachtonim. Mabdu is disappointed. What means it's disappointed? What means Mayim Achav is disappointed? So you understand, what Chazal, the Nimshal that Chazal are giving us, is that on Muktanei Ma'al Mata, we have She'ifos. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciates those She'ifos. And we celebrate those She'ifos. That's what the Nisuch HaMayim is. Why is the Simcha space of Shaleva such a great form of Simcha? It's because everybody has She'ifas. And everybody fulfills their She'ifos to some measure, to some extent. So if we would all celebrate what we accomplish, what we achieve, so each person has a different measure of Simcha. But if we celebrate She'ifas, that is as commonplace as water is. So the Nisuch HaMayim is a celebration of the chalomos, the aspirations that a person has. So I was thinking that is one of the great gifts they can give chizuk from coming away from a Yom Tov. That even if there's a little bit of a disappointment, so we may not have achieved everything we wanted to achieve in the course of a Yom Tov. But the Yom Tov were days of great Shifas. Is one of my favorite stories is one that's told about a person that comes from El Yoshev. And he was disappointed that he hadn't accomplished what he always sets out to accomplish. So he was upset. He was disappointed himself that he hadn't accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. And he tries, every Zman he tried. Whatever it was, so he poured his heart to Eliyashu's note. Eliyashu said, but you're working hard, you're trying. Because Baruch Hu appreciated it. I'm not sure what Nusrik said. So the person says, well, Eliyashu said, Eliyachem Meir Yasum Shana. What's going to be in my Matzei? Poi Nikver, whatever his name is, Shoyev. That's all I got. A guy who wants to accomplish. So Yosef said that if he was in a Beis HaKvaris, he's looking for a place to be Mispalo, and he'd come across a Matzei that said Shoyev, that's where he'd be Mispalo. Also, this is a tkufa, El is a tkufa, Machesh is a tkufa, when we all have shifas that we have to work on. Working on a shifa means figuring out how we're going to accomplish, how we're going to keep the storim, how we're going to chazer, how we're going to prepare. But the shifas that a person has, the aspirations that everybody has. That they should have to be a source of a great simcha. And in the course of a Yom Tov, even if one did not reach the madrigas that one hoped to reach, even if one can't sustain the madrigas that we did reach, but we all achieve it to reach. And that's, when you think about it, that is an accomplishment in of itself. You think about having those aspirations and those wanting to accomplish, and those she'ifas are, they're part of us. So the emes is, you think about it, it's the she'ifos more than the accomplishments that are going to sustain all of us at Meiris Mashal. And if we can sustain the she'ifas that we have, whether it's to accomplish Shas once, twice, what's to know, Shas and Poiskim, whether it's a degree of Yerushamayim, a degree of whatever it is, if one's koine she'ifas, so then that's that is such a strong accomplishment. You have an ongoing bar by which you measure yourself. You have an ongoing bar that you're always trying to reach. So that is a much greater assurance that a person will grow than with accomplishments. So that we can all be mischazik as we come back together now. And as we build them, whatever darkness we achieve in the course of the Yom Tov, the Erech HaYisonim. So because it's often a little bit difficult to come back and to jump in, and people had to travel back, and so I thought that we would discuss an isolated topic, I would say a seemingly isolated topic, which is doesn't really have to be part of our limud, but halacha lamasa comes up very, very often, and part of it is part of the minhag Yisrael. So today, if we don't finish today, then tomorrow we'll look at this sugya of the sugya of dogim of fish and milk and fish and meat. How does it come to us? Because Ashachan Taz and Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin Tzif Gimel. Nice, one more shot. Yeah, and you give your on your laptop, so you're able to connect. There's the whole system down. Okay, so the Mechaber writes in Pei Zayin. Avol dogim lechagovim ein bem isur afil derabbanon. To cook meat and fish, or meat and chagovim grasshoppers, not even isur derabbanon. Right, that's the first thing we learn at the beginning of Elul, the first Mishnah. So that the Taz writes of Aldogim Beis Yosef Kosov Bumi Kol Mokoim Ein Lechol Dogim Becholot Ibnei Asakona, that one should not have milk and fish together because of the Sakona. What's the Sakona? Tzaras. Then the Taz says, and that's a mistake, Tos Sofer Tzarech Loimar, and what the Beis Yosef should have said was one can't have fish and meat together. What is the reason that the Taz says that's what the Beis Yosef should have said? Because the Mechaber said, the Beis Yosef says, Kemoi Shenem, like I wrote in Kuf Ayin Gimel. Now Kuf Ayin Gimel Orachayim is the Simen. Mayim Emtsiyim happens to be a sugyan parakas. What's Mayim Emtsiyim? Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. What's Mayim Emtsiyim? Things that you might need washing up that you may need in the middle of the meal. So the Mechaber writes, Bein Boso Lidogim, between meat and fish, Choyvo Lito. That's a chiyuv. Why? Because meat and fish, Chazal Nasud, was a sakana of tzaras. Good. So the Beis Yosef writes in Simon Pei Zayin that even though that the Mechaber, listen very carefully because it will make two very important yukumim, that we should be careful not to have Bosar v'cholov together. Like I wrote in Kuf Ayin Gil. Okay? So you know the most annoying thing is a bad maramoka. Right? It's even more annoying than a non-maramoka. Alright? So you open up Kufayin Gimel, and there the Mechaber says you can't have Bosa V'dogim. But what about Chola V'dogim? Doesn't say that. Oh. So the Taz says that Tos Sofer. We're talking about Bosa, Chola, Bosa, Chola, Bosa, Chola. This time he slipped up. He said Chola instead of Bosa. Alright? V'chein Kosa V'darchein Moshe. And the Ramah wrote that as well. Now the Ramah is not, that's not exactly what the Ramah writes. Chaval will be done in front of us. The Ramah writes that, Onu einoigim v'lo reisi miyomai nizhorin b'zeh. I never saw, we were not careful. We, Anu be'ashkenaz, we eat fish and milk together. V'gam v'rechayim simen kufayin gimel. And if you look up, Arachaim Gubengu, Eile Elish Lechul Bosar Mishum Sakona. Abu Bacholim Shori. Vayin Lekam and Zimun Kufta Zayin. And therefore, Nira, it seems, Shinis Oreb Lerav, Bosar Bacholim, they flipped them. Should have been Cholim Shemim Bosar. So that's the Taza Zahara. Right? Even the Darchei Moshe seems to say that. However, the Lavush did not assume that. Lavush assumed the Beis Yosef and Medakdei Gulshonai, and he meant Bosar V'cholav. And that's what the Shach quotes in Sif Kotten Hay. Kosa V'teres of the Lavush, right? The Lashonai, Mikol Mokoi. Ein Lechol Dogim V'cholav Ne'asakona. One should not have meat and fish. The kimboishin is bar, as is explained in Arachaim Simon Kuf and Gimel Adkam Lashon Beis Shaisi. Says the Shach. The Shach seems to be like sort of the Shach, the Levush. They didn't really look up the Maramokin. He just quoted the Maramokin. V'emes nimshach achar Beis Yosef shekos of Cain avlutos. In other words, he didn't check his mekoris. Beis Yosef said, he also said ein kuf ein gimel avlutos kula yizkeshom elam nedogim imboser oser mishum zakon. Now the Prima Godim defends the Beis Yosef against the Taz's kasha. What is the Prima Godim's defense? Prima Godim, really, it's really the Knesset Gdolos before the Prima Godim. No, how do they explain? What's Kemoy should never go find Gimel? Go ahead.
The dangerous symbol.
Yeah, he didn't mean to say. Beis Yosef knew that in Kufayin Gimel he wrote Bosom and Bosom. He wrote Dogim and Bosom. He said, just like you have to wash between Dogim and Bosar, there's a similar sakana between Dogim and Chol. Right, that's the Prima Godim justifies. Now, the Shach goes on to say, however, and it could be that that's what the Darchei Moshe was saying. Because the Darchei Moshe is, we're not knowing this. And by the way, in Kuf Ayin Gimel, he only mentioned Dogim and Basar, and that becomes a raya for the Taz. Was it a raya for the Taz? No, because if Dogim and Cholav was Osir,
then it would be there.
So why wouldn't the Mechaber said wash your hands between Dogim and Basar and Cholav? So the fact that it's missing, that does seem to support that the Taz is correct, that there is no basis for Dogim with Cholav. Now the Shach's an ever Raya. Wait, one second. Now he says the Shach's an ever Raya. What's my Raya? That Dogim and Cholav is Mutter? No? You mean two Rayas? It's almost the same Raya. That Dogim and Cholav is Mutter. What's the Raya from Shas?
There's the Gemara that...
Right, one of two Gemaras. Either Gemara in Kuf Dalad, in our Sugya, or the Gemara in Kesat Solon. Right, that both talk about having fish with Kutach. Kutach has milk. So the Gemara discusses fish that was somehow was cooked in a flesh of a keli. Can you have with Kutach? But the Gemara does not seem to be concerned about having the fish with the Kutach. So fish can have the cholub, that's a shach suraya, then Chazal did not seem to think that was a sakana. Good, so that's the, now, what we say, Allah l'masa. So the Be'er Heitev, when he quotes this, what did you say before Mordechai?
The Beis Yosef himself, even in our place where he says it, he says Mikol Makom, it's better to be a machmir, not have it together because of those things. But in his Shulchan Aruch, he clearly doesn't pass in that way because he's saying, I don't think he's saying that it's a halacha. He's saying that it's more an advice as to not do it. So the fact that it's omitted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's omitted here as well. I mean, it's not.
Okay, hold on for that. So now. The way that the mechaber writes, "Avol dogim mechagovim ein bem iser afilu min rabbanon." That's elam iser with what? Avol dogim mechagovim ein bem iser afilu min rabbanon. That's with what? With meat or with milk? With milk, right? So when the Beis Yosef writes. Right, listen to this carefully. I thought there was a great aura of one of the Achronim points out. When the Beis Yosef writes, but we shouldn't have milk, dogim with milk, right? He writes it over here in Pei Zayin. Now, so the Taz has got to be a Torah Sofer. Because Kuf Ayin Gimel only is Bosar and dogim. So one of the Achronim writes, but if that's the case, why would the Beis Yosef make that comment in Pei Zayin? The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to have dogim with cholov. Umikol makim, and we call makim what? You shouldn't have dogim with basar. It doesn't belong in bechlal. It only belongs in kufta zayin. Why were the Beis Yosef quoted over here? If it was really only dogim with basar, it doesn't belong. It belongs in kufta zayin. Umikol makim, I'm talking about you can have with milk. Umikol makim, be careful. Again, whether Mordechai is in this aura, so why didn't make it to the text? It's a good kasha. Alright? So, the reason why I'm being doche just for a minute, you'll see why. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that wouldn't basically just be saying that don't think because it's not brought up that fish is fine to have with milk, you should also have it with milk.
That? Sin again, you what?
Don't think that just because it's not brought up in the Torah.
Yeah.
And the Torah's only talking about fish and meat, that fish and milk is fine.
No, the Torah is saying fish and milk is fine, because fish is not meat.
Right,
so then to say, I mean, kol mokim, the kufta zayin thing, it doesn't belong in bechlal.
So maybe he's saying just we did pasuk chol,
right.
That's not a problem.
Right.
Was that?
We did pasuk chol, that's not a problem, but we didn't sakana.
Right, but it only makes sense to bother recording it here if we're talking about here the mechab, the Torah says you're allowed to have fish and milk. So it wouldn't make any sense that, and by the way, you shouldn't have fish and meat. You shouldn't have fish and meat, you shouldn't have mayim v'gulim. Nobody's thinking that fish is a form of milk. And again, the Taz would have to say what you're saying. But l'chayra, with a very sharp aura, that to say that the machad that besitzved a tall sofer, tzorchi and gadol. So that's the now the prima godim on the shach makes the following comment. Halach l'maisa, what do we do about dogim and cholav? Halach l'maisa. So the Bnei Ashkenaz, we are not the machmer for this bechlal, as far as I know. That seems the minig Ashkenaz. I shouldn't say it all. Amongst the Sfaradim, so many are machmer for meat, for fish and milk, not to cook them together. You've already seen that there are different shitas. Some say that's what's also is fish and cheese. Fish and milk is okay. Some say fish and milk is a problem, fish and cheese is not a problem. Some say fish and butter isn't. You see, and at the end of the day, the Ben Machai says they're all problems. So amongst the Sfaradim, Rabbi Yosef points out that the Chavad Doas, he points out Chavad Chelek Vav, that the Chidah was Mekel. Amongst the Chachmei Sfarad, that's like tier one, the Chidah. So in fact, he quotes a very, very interesting ha'ara that the Ashkenazim say, "Mi Moshe, Moshe lekom k'Moshe." So we say that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rambam, we say about the Rambam and the Ramah, we say about the Ramah and the Chasam Sofer.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sfarim say, "Mi Yosef et Yosef lekom k'Yosef," from Yosef et Tzadik, from Yosef Kara till Yosef the Chidah lekom k'Yosef. So that the Chidah is huge. On the other hand, both the Kaf HaChayim. Havachaim is machmir for milk and fish. I forget. One of the great and the Ben Ish Chai are machmir for milk and fish. Those are many Sfaradim are machmir for. That's what I didn't look it up inside, but I was told. Parshas Mishpatim because it's Ben Ish Chai. So that's why many Sfaradim are noig lahachmir. Ashkenazim are noig lahokah, but I was very surprised. That in Rabbi Skatchel is a sefer, the El Yaakov, he points out two interesting auras. One is that Rishol Zalman Orbach in his own family was machmer not to have fish and milk together. He didn't paskin that way. But he had a minig oveis in his own family. And he quotes Rabbi Yoshev, which apparently is in the sefer, the auras of Rabbi Yoshev and Chul and Kufay. That Rabbi Yosher writes that Ashkenazim are machmer not to cook milk and fish together. We will eat fish and milk together, cold, but we're machmer not to cook it together. That was new to me. I thought that Ashkenazim are basically makeless. However, There are two very important auras that are raised on the page in this issue. One is the Prima Godim, and the other is the Pischei Tshuva. So the Pischei Tshuva points out the following. He quotes the Tshuva's Chinuch Beis Yehuda, who distinguishes between different kinds of milk presentations, whether it's cheese, whether it's milk, and so on and so forth. And then at the end he writes, Avol bedog imchemo cause of the shari came and should call oilam oisin came. Fish and milk is okay because everybody does it. Nowadays that everybody cooks fish with milk, shari. They came with the doshin be rabim. Alright, so let's just explain this aura, this very important aura of the Pischei Tshuva. Since everybody does it, so it becomes mutter. Why is that a reason to be mekel? So what's he pointing out? Go ahead.
In the Gemara's in the Avodah Zarah, where Bali Tosfos are explaining like the Nei Dei and the fact of evil, meaning it seems to be a precedent in Ashkenazi Jewry that if people are doing something, then it's the minhag olam is koveya to a certain extent.
And that's true, but minhag can be koveya. That's true, but he was saying something a little bit sharper. Go ahead.
He's saying that it's not a sakana. Everyone's correct. Still alive. I'm saying you could say right. Inon v'yom b'nei, which is like.
So that's the. He's quoting a Gemara. The Gemara says, when do we pass him if something's a sakana or not? The Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about in Shabbos, about getting bloodletting on different days of the week. So the Gemara says that Kevin Shadoshu Boy Rabin, since people are already doing it. So Doshu Be'Rabim has a specific place in the Parsha of Sakana. And in other areas of Halacha, it's the fact that everybody's doing it always has to be evaluated. Right? Whether we say, Afal, so why are people doing it? There's never a reason to be Mekel. Or whether that Taket does create a new Minuk, an Achanami. Obviously, you know there's a certain power of Minuk. However, in the context of Sakana, so Doshu Be'Rabim is a very, very specific place. This was highlighted by the Tshuva's Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan, it's Rabbi Yaakov Gevetliger. So he raised the question. Usually when people discuss this Sakon and Halacha, they always come back to the Binyan Siyan. Why? Because the Binyan Siyan says, so many people come back from Eretz Yisrael now. This Tkufa, they spend the Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. They'll come to Shul, they make a Birchas HaGoyim. So Binyan Siyan says, a person got sick, makes a Birchas HaGoyim, understand. A person got stuck in prison, makes a Birchas HaGoyim, understand. A person went on a trip, so how can he come back and say, how can he say, I was in Sakana? Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was matzal me from Sakana. I was Chayiv, who was matzal the trip to begin with? You can't be matzal himself in Sakana. So Binyan says, how you talking the Chazal or Misaking that one of the reasons to make a bracha, Birchas HaGoyimel, if you were kidnapped by pirates, I can't understand, right? If you were taken by, trapped by a safari, so you went to the Midbar. But if you book tickets to go on a trip, to go by boat, so if it's a sakana, so you shouldn't be going. And if it's not a sakana, so make a taste of that Chazal Masakin to make a Birchas HaGoyimel.
Personal anxiety.
So the Binyan Siyan formulates this idea. He says that you see that Chazal said there is a, that the level of Sakona that a person allowed to Mekabel al Atzmo is Kevon Shadoshu Be'Rabim. Once people are Kaveya Sakona. When it comes to Halacha, so Halacha is established by Zikne Yisrael. Established by Minhag Yisrael. Who establishes the degree of sakana that you're allowed to accept? Does it have to be, what extreme do we go to? Do we say, if this can cause a sakana in 1% of all people, you have to be an izzer? If 0.0001% of an allergic reaction becomes ulcer. So what determines the degree of sakana? So the Gemara says, "Kevin shedoshu by Rabin." That certainly there are even more nuanced approaches to certain situations. Gemara seems to say that for a parnasa, a person can even establish a little bit more of a sakana. Kelomu noises nash. The Gemara says. The Gemara says, the Chumash says the reason you have to be careful about schar pulas poilim is because a lomu noises nash. He's willing to risk his life for you. So it seems that for parnasa, maybe doshu be rabbin means people are willing to accept a little bit more sakana when it comes to earning a parnasa. All right, whatever it is. Seems to be correct. So that's what the Pischechuv is saying over here. He's saying when it comes to Hilchas Sakana, so we have a din of Dosha Be'Rabim. So when it comes to fish and milk, Kevon Shed Dosha, not saying, hey, yo, people are Megil. Now, again, I'm not saying that is an entirely inappropriate mahalach to take. There are situations where Minig would be Keveya. But the point in this particular context is that Kevin Shadoshu Be'Rabim, so it should be Mutter. Now, that assumes another important nuance in the Sugya. Were Chazal ever misaking that one cannot have, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Machaber, is this a Takonas Chazal? Or is it, as Mordechai is saying, Ha'iroh is Chazal, but not Takon is Chazal? Mordechai's Ha'ara before, but not appearing in Shulchan Aruch, it's a good Ha'ara. But at the end of the day, that probably is somewhat subject to the Machlokes of the Chidah and the Ben Ish Chai and the Ben Ish Chai and
another
Sardi, the Chidah on one end, and the Meshchai and the
Kavachai
on the other end. So that probably was part of their consideration. A Yosef that it appears in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. And if anything, the Diak from Kuf to Kuf Ayin Gim would be Lehefech. These are all very, very weighty Ha'aris. But the other day, apparently, the Meshchai and the Kavachai thought in the Beis Yosef, right? If Maran said it's a Sakana. He didn't repeat himself. I said it once, good enough. But the apparently this Pischei Tshuva is saying that Chazal were never misaking, that there was that a din derabbanan because it was once a sakana. Chazal were misaking, that's the assumption of this Pischei Tshuva. The Chazal were mirei ra, hey yois is a sakana, stay away from it. Now Doshu Be'Rabim will override, that's what the Pischei Tshuva is saying, that even though the Beis Yosef would say it, again, two malachim in halacha. One malach in halacha is fish and milk is a tor sefer. Don't get too excited. Now, it's worth a 10 minutes here. Right? You point out, Machaber said it, Taz points out, tor sefer. Go back. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim said, not so fast, it's a Torah Sefer. But the other Chayim says, Beis Yosef shouldn't write over if it's a Torah Sefer. Right. You have to take it seriously. And you have the Gedolei Chayim would say, not so posher that Kadosh Baruch Hu would let the Beis Yosef have a plate that's coolness. That's, they take it seriously. Good. So now, once we take it seriously, so now we have to engage it on two levels. Number one, what's the minig b'nei Ashkenaz? So the minig b'nei Ashkenaz is, I think, not to be, again, I pointed out, except for these ha'oros of Shlomo Zalman and Yosef, but somewhat to be lenient. So the Pischei Tshuva says, kevon shedoshu be'rabim. Yeah, so that's a very important ha'ora, because it's saying that even if we don't go down the road that it's a Torah Sefer, Mechaber said it, he said it in the Beis Yosef. However, it was never established as a takonas chazal, and so even though the Mechaber said it like gora from any other advice, medical advice, came into dosha mirabim, could also be nishtanu atvois. That's another important entry in the sugya. That it could be that nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Nature has evolved. Nature has changed. We have certain, could be that we have new immunities that they didn't have before. We've built up certain tolerances they didn't have before. Could be that Yusinia Chorim would say that cold milk is a sakana. All right, so we built up immunities to cold milk. Right, so whatever it is, these points of analysis are very important. So number one, Nishtanuat's voice. Number two, it was never made into a takana, and therefore Doshu Be'Rabim is the predominant mahalach of here, according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And then the Prima Godim in his Ha'aris Neshach raises the following question. Ayin Shach, Ayin Matzus Havdi B'taz, Meshein Knesset HaGedayla. That's his defense of how to read the Sugyan, the Mechaber and Kuf. The Yisrael is saying, Ayin Mekuf Ayin Gimel. The V'cholam Yesh Sakona U'Bechema B'Shuman Anigla Ein Sakona. And he points out, Chanoch Meis Yudah points out, but only with milk. And then he says, Ayin Simen Kuf Tezayin. The Yesh Deyos B'Sakona Afilu Shishim Loi Mehani. What is he raising in Shishim Loi Mehani? That Shishim shouldn't work over here. Why not?
You're going to die.
What's that?
It's not a halachic reality. It's a physical danger.
Good. So that's the next point of Ian that has to be applied over here. All right? How do we say that Botel Shishim works? Or do we say Chamira Sakanta Misura? By Isurim, the din of Shishim. Botel Beroi, Botel Tam. But by Sakana, Mechatesa, that the milk, fish combination is diminished and is not dangerous when you have less than a trace than a Shishim trace. All right. So again, in the context of Dogim and Cholov, so Onu B'nai Ashkenaz, I don't think that we are, I don't think, unless it's a minute ago, please, that we're careful with this. However, these two nekudos transfer over to the discussion that is very pertinent for B'nai Ashkenaz, and that is Dogim and Boser, meat and fish together. That's already the Mechaber in Kuf Ayin Gimel. At there, the Rambam leaves it alone, says that Tak is Oser. And it's the Mechaber in Kuf Tezayin. And you're there, Kuf Tezayin. Good.
I thought the Mechaber said that he was making a chalav between butter and milk.
Correct.
Why would you say that?
He said based on the discussion that he had with the doctors of his time, he made that distinction.
And also this idea of that since the minhag is to do it, so we do it. That's something to the treasures while waiting.
Right. The waiting?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Tells about the waiting is what, I have to remember the names. I'm sorry. That was the din of following Minhag Yisrael. All right? Over here, because it's the parish of Sakana, it's the issue of Doshu Be'Rabim. It's a different, determining what is significant risk in halacha. Who determines risk? So people determine how much risk they're going to accept. We determine whether something's osur or mutter. So we determine that travel, even though traveling carries with it some intrinsic danger, but the fact that people do it, that is the sheer of the sakana that Chazal permitted. So even though they said, when you come back, you have to make a bracha, but they allowed it. Why? Because human beings have determined that this is a risk that we are willing to accept. The way I understand it is the following. It runs deeper. The reason why Doshu Be'Rabim, Lani is Daiti, is because Gemara says in Ksuvos, "Hakol bidei shemayim chutz meitzinim u'pachem." So Tosfos says, "Why is tzinim u'pachem not bidei shemayim?" So Tosfos says, "Because tzinim u'pachem is a pshiyah. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz meitzinim u'pachem." So Tosfos says, "What tzinim u'pachem means? That means that that's the guy who ran out into the cold air after taking a shower, right?" So, Tzinim Pachem, Tosfos says that Chazal understood that people who caught Tzinim Pachem is because they were stupid, they were poshim, they were negligent, they didn't take care of themselves. So Tosfos says that that's pshat, kol bidei shemayim chutz mipshiyah. If you were a pshiyah, if you're negligent, then you can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving me an einish, he's giving me a tzimun, he's giving me a kapora. If I did everything I was supposed to do, right? I followed all the instructions of the canopy of medicine. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I did a Mediterranean diet. Whatever it was, right? I followed all the rules. So then, if a person gets sick, that's a kapara. That's an einish. That's a mus. Whatever it is. But if a guy smokes and then he gets rachmanat liman gets sick, he can't say, "Ah, he got an einish. He didn't get an einish." He was a pesheya, right? So the Chazal divided activities up into pshia and not pshia. So kol bidei shemayim chutz mi pesheya. The guy is a pesheya. Now who determines what's a pshia? That's what the Chazal is saying. Kevin shadoshi ram. If most people do this, it's not called being negligent. That's called the normal way to live. So, but if a person takes a risk that goes beyond what people normally do, that, then you're taka pesheya. A person asked me on Yom Tov that his child had a baby, and the baby fell out of the crib. And Baruch Hashem, everything was great. Baruch Hashem was great. It's fine. Right. Then he wanted to know, what does he do tonight? Because he has to unlatch the crib and he has to make a loss. So I said, he says, "You're allowed to do it." I said, "You're allowed to do it. You don't have an alternative. You're not going to. The baby's dangerous. Leave the baby. Baruch Hashem, one time is okay. So you don't take a chance a second time." So there is, you can't put him on the floor, he'll roll. You can't put him in the bed with you. That's also dangerous. So to lower the crib. And then he said to Rabbanon, "I'm being Misakin Vinny and Mikhailim. But you know an alternative." So he said, "Well, I can put mattresses around the crib." I said, "You don't do it. It's like buying a baby helmet, right? You know, you put a baby in a dangerous place, and you say, 'All right, I'll figure it out. I'll catch him when he falls.'" I said, that's not safe. So that's what Chazal is saying. The person can't be a pesheya. So Dosha Ve'Rabim is the way that Chazal said, this is not called a pshat. And this that is pshat. Right? But now we have to transfer all of this into Kufta Zayin. That's like a halach l'maisa for Ashkenazim. Go ahead.
In Kufayim Gimel, when the Shulchan is talking about they have to wash your hands with this special Dabar Acher.
Yeah.
What is Dabar Acher?
Tziras.
So leprosy. Are we at... My question is the Hara, because you're amazed that we see nowadays that people are
yeah.
doing it. Are we assuming that if it wasn't a Tal Sofrim that we would be seeing people getting Tzaras?
So let's now we're going to follow up in this Nakuda in the context of Dogim and Bosa. All right, so the first question is, what's the Shulchan Aruch quotes? Bein Bosa Dogim Chayvah Litol, and in Kuf Tazayin, the Mechaber writes, Tzorech Li Zoyer, Shaloi Lechol Bosa V'Dog B'Yachad, V'Bnei Shekosha L'Tzaraf. And the Ramah writes, V'chein Englet Salos Bosar, Im Dog Mishimrecha, V'Yubidi Omed Eino Aser. Similarly, the Ramah writes, one cannot fry meat and fish together, because the reyach of the dog and the basar, the reicha, The Reicha, we're going to discuss later on in the year. What's pshat in Reicha? Reicha is some kind of presence, which is not tam, is not it's not an extract one of the other, but it's Reicha is some kind of physical presence in between that being in a closed environment creates. So mishum Reicha. Miu b'di'avad einay osa. So tzorach iyan adalam pshat in this remote. What's pshat in a sakana that you nizir v'lechanchila v'na b'di'avad? No? It's hard to understand. V'chein ein l'tzalis, because it's a sakana. But b'di'avad, oh, it's already there. The poison's there already. No, b'di'avad, it's poison already. I'm not going to mach b'di'avad. But what's hezra adover? Right? That's number one. Number two is the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram writes in Kuf Ayin Gimel, and the Taz records this idea in Kuf Tezai. What happens if we no longer see this Sakana? What's the din then? So the Taz writes in Miu B'di Eved Eino Oser to explain this this Ramah. Hainu V'reicha L'chud. Right, so again, so we're going to look at Bosar and Dogim with three different issues. Issue number one is the Easter still pertaining nowadays? That's number one. That was Effie's question. We don't see people contracting tzaras now. So do you still have to be nizer in this? That's number one. Number two is, what's the din of shishin? Do we apply the din of shishin? Right, because that is nafka minis for the for using the Worcester sauce with meat. So that's the long Pesach Chuvim. Do we apply Chamira Sakanta Misur? So those are the two Nekudas that we have to be Me'ayin to this then. Go ahead, Meir.
In the case of the Dasha Be'irabi, why would it be different by Basar than Halav? Like
correct. Okay, good. That's what we're looking at right now. So that's what the Taz writes. Hayne Berbeichel Luchud. But if the meat and the fish were cooked together, oh, that's going to be also even the Eved. Right? And he says that the din, he quotes the Mordechai and the Ezeruah, that all these things are osur levat le'bishishim. It's not allowed to try to be mevatel them by adding shishim. The kol shechein chatichas boser shenafel le'yer sheyesh boi dogim ayibcha sheyesh sham sakona shetzer shishim negdai. We would require shishim next to mamashos, but we would be makel with the absorption of one and the other. V'hekshu b'darchi moshe, the isa b'tur, the chayshinun legili afilu b'meya, v'yevshu shaloi, b'ein oimim shalei shishim afilu shosa nochash mimenu, ad kan l'shoyne. V'chein kosev maril shluchis midog shenafluk teres boser v'nisbashul shem v'osev maril hakol mishum sakona ad kan mashma deloy mani shishim dechamira sakanta misura v'kosev marshal da'afilach anchila ein lach mibetan agonol linyan ze aval bidlin in yisr boser v'cholum achmira lachanchila v'akochen nirli poshut. The oisin alacham shayfim betaner echad and boser ain't sakana klal. L'achlunim dogim afbisha taner oya sauce. So the Taz, this Taz, raises the question of whether we say that Bitul B'Shishim is effective for Sakon. And he thinks that that is the interpretation of this Ramah. That when the Ramah says the Chanchila, we should be Nizar in not cooking fish and meat in the same oven, that means the Chanchila, we should be Machmir for even any form of any kind of trace. And B'di'evan, we will hold that Shishim is effective. In other words, it's almost like it's Al-Kharchila B'di'evan Namitsiyas, rather than in a halacha. And this lechar is halacha lamasa. Why is halacha lamasa? I believe that the minug of most, a minug of most benashnas is to have separate pots for fish and for meat, the cooking pot. I think most people have separate fish pots. Right? That means that most benashkenaz were accepted this rimah. The lechadchila would be careful to not to involve the bli of one or the other. On the other hand, b'di'evad, we would, after the fact, we'd be make. What is the lechadchila b'di'evad over here? It's hard to understand. Why would we say b'di'evad when we make on a sakana? So the Taz's pshat is that there's a machlekes aposkim, whether Shishim is effective when it comes to Inyone Sakona. And this, the Charchila B'di'evad, is taking a position. L'chayra, it means the following. L'chayra. How can you say B'di'evad V'veikel? L'chayra means that we are really taking the position that Shishim is effective, but we are Machmir. L'Charchila, not to have to rely on that position. Right? Otherwise, it would be hard to understand how you apply. Go ahead.
If you're cooking, it's usually more than shishim.
What's that?
If you're cooking, it's usually more than shishim.
What do you say that?
Cooking in butter and oil, it's more than shishim. For one fish and butter, and the butter's...
We're talking about meat and fish.
I'm talking about that, I'm saying...
Fish and dairy, fish and meat?
No, I'm saying if you have, like, meat oil... If you're like frying even animal fat.
Okay.
So that would be awesome.
Well, the Chachilah, we wouldn't do it. But the Evan, that might be meat oil, might be a mamoshes, might not be a tam. That's more common than Recha. That brings us back to the question about whether we are machmir for in Yone Sakona. And we no longer see the Mila Masa.
Can that be part of the Pekua? Meaning Be'ikra then say not to do it. But since it seems like it's like it doesn't do anything, we still try to paskin like the way that, you know, the Medina the Gemara. But we see it doesn't do anything. And you have people like the Magen Avraham who are like Mekel or whatever.
Right.
So, with the Evan, whatever.
The answer is that if that would make sense post Magen Avraham, I don't know if the Ramo would say that.
Is it possible that people said it before their meaning?
I don't know.
The first recorded thing.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if it would. I don't know. Good. So what I want to pick up on tomorrow is two things. One is to please look at the Magen Avraham. Please look at the Pisrei Tshuva, and if you have time, the Yabi Omer. I don't think you have to work through every single line of the Yabi Omer, but to read to catch the tamtzis of the Yabi Omer, I think is an innovative way of looking at it, and it's an opportunity to become exposed to the writings of Rabbi Yosef. So, if you want, it'd be worthwhile looking at the Chavad Doas. Chelek Vav, I think Simon Memches is where he discusses fish and milk. But the Yabi Omer, Chelek Aleph, Yeredeya Simon Ches. So that's where he has, again, it's a very interesting tshuva. Just very, very interesting, creative tshuva. And again, I wouldn't say you have to go through the line, but to the beginning of each paragraph to see the gist of what he's saying. Okay? And then we'll get, go right through into the issue of Maris Ayin and Pei Zayin.